Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. There is, truly, there's a war for our worship. There is. God loves our worship, and the devil hates for God to be worshiped. Because that's what he wanted, to be worshiped. And he was thrown out of heaven. And so we will praise the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I want to talk to you this morning about intentional faith. Now, you know all about it, I know, but it's good for me to hear it. But to be intentional with our faith. We're intentional with a lot of other stuff, right? I was putting something together for Vicki this week, and I was struck with the idea that this isn't so many screws. Bob and LaVon put in 1,000 on that new sandblaster thing. You did it intentionally, didn't you? You didn't just throw the screws on the floor and have it go together, did you? No. Some assembly required, but you know, we do all kinds of other things. There's a war for our attention. You know, and we can easily think that, well, it's important to do these other things, but you know, intentional with your faith, focusing on your faith. Well, it's not focusing on your faith, it's focusing on God, but it is intentionally. When I was growing up, we intentionally got ready for church. There was a lot of things involved in that. You know, shoes had to be polished. As soon as I got old enough to polish the shoes, I was the shoe polisher. And the shoes should be polished. And they should actually be polished on Saturday night, so they didn't take time out of our getting ready. But there was more than one occasion where I was polishing shoes to get ready, but I still needed to be ready because we needed to be ready and we needed to get there. That was our intention. But there wasn't much intentional after that. You know? We got there. We went through the motions. When I got older, we intentionally put on choir robes and I sat and I sang in the choir. We intentionally got up right when it was time for the choir to sing. We intentionally sat down when we were done with that. But there wasn't a lot of intentional devotion to God. We were just going through it. You know? And consequently, that's what we did, was we just went through it. When I was saved, 20 years later, 15 years later, depending on which in my growing up part, when I was saved at 30 and I came home and I had discovered, I didn't really discover it in the way of intentional, but there's more to this, and we didn't have this at home, Mom and Dad. You know, we didn't do this. Well, my mother's response was, we didn't know any better. And she was right. Didn't know any better. You know, when she kind of bucked on it just a little, I said, okay, when did we read the Bible? Well, we didn't. That was at church. When I was sick, did you ever pray? When did we pray except for now I lay me down to sleep? I pray with the Lord my soul to keep. That would have been good to end it there. But if I should die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul to take. That was a little deep. Can't go to sleep. What if I die? You know? I mean, there just wasn't that. And so finally we came to the agreement that it didn't matter what we didn't know better then. Let's go now. We might have one day where we have a hard time being focused, and so we determine intentionally to be focused. Got to focus. Have you ever done that to yourself when you're reading the Bible? You know, like that thing that comes on us and we say, how did I get here? You know, I'm like 500 miles away with some random thought. I was doing so well. You know, fight the good fight. That's intentional. Being determined. And that we can make a habit of being determined and still find ourselves off an accidental land. You know, nobody's going to accidentally fall into heaven. You know, well, I shouldn't say that. Maybe somebody would. You know, if you're skydiving with someone, what's that? The way you're hooked to a brace and you're skydiving, and the person who's in charge of the parachute, well, it doesn't matter which one, happens to know Jesus. If the parachute doesn't work, it's possible to accidentally fall into heaven. There'd be some preaching going on the way down, and, you know, I mean, okay then, that's all right. But so maybe I lied when I stated that. And we're not going to accidentally fall into it. But still, it takes an intentional move. And not that many people are going to die skydiving. Well, that's not true. Some people die skydiving. But anyway, what I'm saying is we can be intentional about our faith. You know, and we should be. We should be intentional. We should be intentional about our prayers. James said, don't let any double-minded person think they're going to receive anything from God. You know, if you're just throwing it out there and if it works, it works. It doesn't work, it doesn't work. He said, probably you're not going to notice if it does work. But if we intentionally pray because we believe, based on what the Lord has said, then we can intentionally wait patiently for the Lord. You know? Faith is there's so much to be gained. You see, in Hebrews in chapter 6, it starts out by telling us, okay, let's not just keep going over and over and over and over and over things. You know? Let's press on. Let's move into the things of God why don't I just look at it and read it? We'll take a chance that I won't go off on a rabbit trail. But in Hebrews chapter 6 has a lot of good stuff to say, kind of like Romans chapter 6 does. But in Hebrews chapter 6, when Paul tells them, so let's stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let's go on. And he goes on talking about we'll move forward. And then he gets to verse 11, and at verse 11 he says, then you will not become, what do you mean then? Well, our great desire is that you'll keep loving others as long as life lasts in order to make certain that what you hope for will come true. We should intentionally hope for the truth that makes us free. You know? I mean, if we should be so intentional that we recognize that there's hope in the gospel, that it is our source of hope. It is our resting place. And so if we do that, it says in verse 12, then you will not become spiritually dull and indifferent. Instead, you will follow the example of those who are going to inherit God's promises because of their faith and endurance. You know, you won't become dull and indifferent. Are you ever dull and indifferent? You know, there's a war for our worship. Yeah, I know that. You know, that's for other people to fight. Those that are enlisted. We're all enlisted. Well, you know, I hear the sound. It's the army of the Lord. I hear a sound. It's the army of the Lord. I'm in the Lord's army. I'm in the Lord's army. That's a little kid song. It doesn't matter. I am. Are you in the Lord's army? You know, if a person is in the, I wasn't in any fighting. I was only in the basic training. I was only in, but I tell you what, you didn't dare be dull and indifferent, my drill instructor. He would change your attitude. You know? Are you going to do that obstacle course day? I don't care. I'll see how I feel. How would that work out? Not very well. Well, come on, it's no big deal. I say, oh, you big deal. You know, aren't we glad that God's not a drill instructor? We'd spend our lives doing push-ups. Crawling under barbed wire. We'd be doing something to get us on the ball. But instead, he says, just don't be dull and indifferent. You know? Set your sights on the things that we hope for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You know, we know all of this, but I'll guarantee you that sometimes the best laid plans of men don't quite get to time for intentional prayer. You know, I have to get up a little earlier now because the cats have to be fed. And so that's okay. I'll just get up earlier so that I can still get to my most important thing. I'm right on time. You know, I mean, it's important. It's like, you know, got to take care of the kid. He's got to understand. Yeah, he would. I talk to him while I'm getting things ready. I apologize to him. I say, Lord, if there was another way, but those cats are looking at me through the window, and they want to be fed, you know, and they got to have love, and a righteous man takes care of his animals, and, you know, it's all of that kind of stuff. But to be intentional, to be stirred up, to stir ourselves up, like Paul told Timothy, to maintain it. You know, we've been made more than conquerors. More than conquerors. We have been made more than conquerors. We have been given everything we need to finish the course, you know, to finish this thing, to not just accidentally, hopefully land in heaven, but heaven's coming, but man alive, this world is so much better with Jesus. There's no hopeless with Jesus. You know? There's always the reminder of the blessed hope. Does that mean we'll never be tempted to be hopeless? Does that mean we'll never think hopeless? Does that mean we'll never think helpless? No, but we'll stir it up. What am I doing? What am I thinking? I'm so miserable. No, there's joy unspeakable and full of glory. You understand? Allow the word to dwell in us richly and intentionally. Get it out. You know? Everything about walking with God is intentional because it's a choice and then it's a follow through. And it's not up to somebody else, it's up to you. It's up to all of us. We've been made more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, you are my life. Guide me. Guide me in everything, Lord. A simple, simple thing that's bigger than anything. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. You know? Trust the Lord. He's been asking me if I trust him when things come up. Do you trust me? You know, it's like, yeah. Yeah, I do. Remember, you said you were going to trust me. I'm going to ask you if you trust me. I'll keep you stimulated, son. I'll keep you moving. You know? Because he enjoys it as much as you do. We have a cloud of witnesses that enjoy it. A cloud of witnesses that cheer us on. A cloud of witnesses, remember! You know? He's able to do abundantly above and beyond what we can hope or imagine. Don't lose hope. Don't spend your time thinking about the things that bring you down. Think about the one who lifts you up. I mean, those things that weigh on you, they are loud. They talk to you. They remind you that life is not good. They remind you that it won't get better. They remind you of all those things that are lies. And nobody likes a liar. Do you? I don't like lying. I don't like people lying. But I have enough love in my heart to put up with some things. I told you last week about a gal that came in and she was mad and bad-mouthing another gal. And this time she came in to chapel and she sat there. Because she was kind of mad at me when she left the last time. The only reason she came, I know that the only reason she came, she didn't say a word. Because the last time she didn't want me to say a word, but she just sat there. And when I got done, she said, last night I heard a really good preacher. Praise the Lord. Nobody's ever, ever touched my heart the way that he touched my heart. Now this became funny because probably a year ago when she was there, she was telling me that she'd never felt the presence of God like she did during that service. So I just listened to her, and she went on about, oh, and he said we were the called. And she just told me, and she wanted to make sure that I knew that she finally heard a good preacher. I said, praise the Lord, you know, that's the only thing that matters, that you hear. Let who has ears to hear. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord said. I think she was kind of mad that I didn't get mad. You know? Okay. And she walked out. But it was just funny because I watched her while I was talking. And she was just, and I thought she was just getting ready to yell at me for the last time she was in there. But this, no. I got a different route. I'm going to let you know that I finally heard a good preacher. You know, it doesn't matter. Paul or Apollos. It's watering of the seed. We'll see what happens next time. But you know, the love of God, you've got enough love to overcome anything because you have his love in you. You have been filled with the Spirit of God, and so you've got everything that you need to do everything that he says, but you've got to let it loose. You've got to intentionally love. You've got to intentionally seek. You've got to intentionally receive. You have to intentionally rejoice. You have to intentionally cast down those imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. You've got to understand that walking with God is full time. It's full time. It's full. We can't spend enough time here. It's full time. The little bit of time we spend here is just enough time to get it stirred up so that we go out and we keep the motor running. You know? It's like if I don't start my truck often enough, I come out one day and the battery is down. So I get out my battery charger, I put it on there for a little bit, I hit the boost, and it starts. Now I want to remember not to shut it off for a while so it'll charge up. Keep it going. Keep it going. See, if all we do is we get up and praise God, I'm thankful that you get up and you get to church. But if all you do is get to church and it's not intentional to receive and to pick up and to go out in power, then all you've done is you got to church and I failed you miserably. You know? Because it's something that is supposed to keep it going. Keep it going. It's like if you have a sump pump, you want it to keep running. Right? If the sump pump quits running, it's amazing how intentional we can get about getting it fixed. I've been in my cellar before and water up to my knees trying to get a pump just stuck in there, pumping the water out so I can get it down to where I can get a pump in. You know, I've been that way down here a couple times too. One of them was just because I, my mistake. But you got to get the water pumped off so you can get the pump in the hole. You want it to keep running. I want my walk with God to be on a sprint. You know, to keep running. I'm not too old. The dog has me running now. I run again. I don't know what in the world's going on there. But I run a couple of miles. And in the heat when I really like to run. And I think he got tireder than I did. But I don't believe me. I'm not running fast. I'm not running fast. But I'm running because he's not walking. And I want to keep up. Well, you know what? God's not on a stroll. And we have to intentionally seek the Lord. Intentionally call on the Lord. Intentionally receive from the Lord. Intentionally share the goodness of God. Intentionally encourage, because the discouraged people around, you know? But we can encourage them intentionally. We have all of this that we have from God. And if we put that into it, then we won't be spiritually dull and indifferent. You know? We don't hide Jesus outside of here. We need to be excited about the goodness of God. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? You know, sometimes if things are feeling a little dull, look at somebody or just look up and say, isn't God good? It just kind of gets things running. You know? It's like if the engine only turns over one time, ooh, that's not good. But if you can get it to go about the third time, you're getting excited because it's going to start. You know? Be excited. Get your heart pumping, rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. We've been made more than conquerors. Finish the course. Run the race to win. You know, there isn't some place to sit down on a bench and say, I've been doing this a long time. If you feel like you've been doing this a long time, stir yourself up. Eternity is going to be a long time. It's going to be a long time. And it says there'll be no sorrow, there'll be no sickness, there'll be no nothing. Just, you know, I mean, There'd be nothing to distract you, and you can just worship God. But actually, it's pretty good living here with God, having a way to overcome, having someone to reach out to and hold on and get a victory. You know, they're also, I don't know what's going to happen in heaven, because there won't be any victories, because there won't be any more battles. What are we going to get excited about then? God. We can get excited about God. Let's practice. Let's practice. Now, in this life, and in the end, eternal. Amen? Think about it. Think about it. The word intentional was rumbling around in me for 5 or 6 days. I thought, how come I never thought of this before? Because God has a plan. If I think of it, it might not be much good. But if he thinks of it, he'll make something out of it. Amen? Will you just allow yourself to be excited about what God might be thinking? About what God might be doing? Amen? Amen. Lord, we know you're doing some amazing things, and we thank you that you give us the opportunity to even know you, and that when we are becoming dull and whatever that might be, you just keep loving us, and you stir us up, and you remind us, stay intentional. And so we intentionally love you, worship you, praise you, commit ourselves to you. Daily, we commit ourselves to you, Lord. Show us your ways, your will, whatever you want, Lord. Whatever you want, we will do it heartily as unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.